فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، اشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرساله وادى الامانه ونصح الامه وكشف الله به الغمه وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى اتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Still we continue about the sign of the day of the judgment, and I give you some of the sign, the small signs. But before I go for the great signs, I would like to remind myself about two important hadith. This is a preparation, this introductions for the six great signs of the day of the judgment, because we still in a meaning of يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. O people, O mankind, fear your Lord, because the shaking of the hour, it's very, very severe, very torment, big torment. So from that, Allah mentioned the hour and He hide it for all of us. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us a sign to prepare ourselves. You don't incline to say exactly, I still, this is long time, we're not going to see it, it's too long to see that. But the Prophet ﷺ in his time, he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all this fitan, and from 1400 years ago. So therefore, the Muslim should learn in detail what's going to happen to prepare himself, because the sa'ah, the hour when it's come, it's going to come suddenly, no preparation. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Inna Allaha zawali al-ard, faraaytu masharikaha wa magharibha. Faraaytu masharikaha wa magharibha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zawali al-ard, show me the whole globe, the earth. And I saw the east and the west. Subhanallah. So this is exactly, we don't need to go to the moon to see the whole globe. But Allah showed to His Messenger the whole globe and show him the east. What gonna happen in the east? What gonna happen of the west? So He showed him everything. وَإِنَّ مُلْكَ أُمَّتِي مُلْكَ أُمَّتِي, it means the kingdom or the Muslim. What's gonna happen? وَإِنَّ مُلْكَ أُمَّتِي سَيَمْتَدُّ مَا بَيْنَ الشَّرْقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, and the kingdom of my ummah, it will be extended to the east and extended to the west. Subhanallah. If you look exactly today, you never imagine illiterate man from the Arabic never travel. He never go anywhere. He never leaves the land of Arabia. Even when he has intention to go to for tijara, for business, for Bilad al-Sham, you know, when Abu Talib, his uncle, he took him, and they meet the priest, and he told them, I saw the clouds walking with him. So Abu Talib, and he told him, don't take him with you to Bilad al-Sham, they will kill him. So he returned him back. He doesn't leave the land of Arabia. But what happened is, he said, the kingdom of my ummah, or the Muslim ummah, will be extended to the east and west. Could you imagine one day that the Islam extended all the way to Pakistan and India and Bangladesh and Russia and Indonesia and Singapore, China, Russia? Who has exactly all this? Subhanallah. And all the way to the west, Morocco. Look exactly, Morocco, they Islam rich France, Islam rich Spain, Islam rich Italy, Islam rich everywhere. Subhanallah, the kingdom of the Muslim Ummah. Allahu Akbar. And not only that too, extended all the way to South Africa. You're going to find some exactly in Madagascar. Today some people, they are not a Muslim, because this is our problem, because we don't care about these people. But people in Madagascar, they are not a Muslim. But in the month of Ramadan, they fasted. They fasted the month of Ramadan. So what happened to you exactly? Because Islam was there, but generation by generation, people, because there is no scholar to teach them, people, they act with tradition, and they thought this is from tradition, but this is the law of Islam. Even if somebody commit adultery, they stone him. Subhanallah, the law of Islam is there. But they don't know exactly why they do that. Because people, they need education. You must send the scholar from everywhere to this area to explain the Islam. Now, وَإِنَّ مُلْكُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ مَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Between the East and West. The kingdom of Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for that. Islamic state. The other hadith, the second hadith, which I like to share with you today, the other hadith that the Prophet ﷺ also in Sahih Muslim, عن حزيفة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. حزيفة, he said this great hadith. He said, عرضت علي الأيام. The whole days, during the whole year, Allah showed to him. It's mean the whole calendar. How many months in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sight? 12. And every month has 4 weeks, right? And every week has 7 days. Allah show him all days in front of him. فَعُرِضَ عَلَيَّهَا مِنْهَا يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ And then among this day, I saw the day of Al-Jum'ah. Which is meaning that is the day of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feast. In the earth and feast in the heaven. وَكَأَنَّهَا مِرْآةٌ بَيْضَاءٌ I saw the day of Friday like a pure white mirror. When he saw the days, Allah showed to him, among this day, the day of Al-Jum'ah. But it doesn't go exactly say, this is the day of the Jum'ah. No, he saw a pure white mirror. فِي وَسَطَهَا نكتة سوداء In the middle of this mirror there is a black spot pure mirror and suddenly everybody exactly when you look at the mirror Sheikh Omar you find the mirror is pure but there is a black spot inside in the middle and I ask what is that he asked قيل لي they told me that's mean the angels that is the hour That means لا تقوم الساعة إلا يوم الجمعة. The day of the judgment will be what? The day of the الجمعة. Alhamdulillah, we know that. All right. So what we should do, ya Rasulullah? What you need from us? قال فأكثروا منها فأكثروا علي الصلاة. Increase your salah. Say اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد in every جمعة and every day too. أكثروا increase your salah. Say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. And make salah on the behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, akthiru alayya minha salah. Qalu ya Rasulallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, fa'inna salatakum ma'arudatun alayya. Your salah will be showing to me. Your salah will be presented to me. Subhanallah. And the sahaba, they don't take this word. Unless they ask. Therefore, we need my brother. If you don't ask anything in Islam, don't feel embarrassed. You always ask because if you keep, oh, how come? I've been exactly like 50 years, exactly as a senior Muslim. It's embarrassing me to ask. La ya akhi, no. La ya akhi. This is not the way you need to learn in Islam. No matter what, even a simple question, you must ask the question. We must ask, exactly teach our children to ask. Because if you keep it, you may fear face exactly spend all your... That's the problem for the Muslim Ummah. Muslim Ummah today, they don't want to learn. And they continue to do the Salah violation, Zakah violation, fasting violation. Because what? He embarrassed to ask. So, let me pray and leave. And he doesn't know exactly that. You could stand all your life making some error and mistakes because you're embarrassed to ask. But the Sahaba, they don't leave it like this. Sahaba, because they are the responsible generation to carry the Quran and Sunnah from the Prophet ﷺ and to transfer it to who? Generation by generation. That's why they learn. Everything they learn, they became a scholar. Because the Prophet left nothing unless he showed it to us clearly. So what did he say? Say, Ya Rasulullah, how is our salah will be presented to you? How is our salah will be showing to you? وَقَدْ أَرِمْتْ And exactly your body will be disappeared, finished, become dust. The Sahaba, they ask him, Somebody die. How he come? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam die or is still alive? Yeah, I want to hear it from you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There is some Muslim, wallahi, I have bargaining with him. May Allah guide them. He said, no! He's still alive. Ya akhi, arhamuk Allah. Don't be like Qadyaniya. Don't be like Burhaniya. Ya akhi, arhamuk Allah. You must learn the Islamic education because you could lead yourself. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah said in the Quran, innaka mayit. Wa innahum mayitun. It's like, you verily you die and all of them, they're going to die. Well, how come exactly you claim that the Prophet is still alive? No. That's why exactly they say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. They thought he's alive. People also exactly, Al-Qabadiyya and Raga'iyya said, you know, Muhammad is still exactly, Muhammad could be inside you. Could be inside you, inside everybody. Ya akhi, arhamak Allah. Correct yourself because this is not the aqidah. This is not the faith of the Muslim. Anyway, how ya Rasulullah, our salah will be showing to us, showing to you, will be presented to you, and waqad arimt, your body became dust, finished. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna Allah qad harrama 'ala al-ard an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya. Allah forbid the land to eat the flesh of what? Though every Nabi, my brother and sister in Islam, his body is still the same. Nothing changed it. No, exactly. So what the Prophet, that is the evidence here. Look for Bukhari or Muslim. You say, Allah forbid the land to eat the flesh of the prophets. So they are exactly, they are still the same. That's why when the flood came to the land of the Arabia in the time, after the time in the Khalifa, or in the time of the Khalifa Uthman, radiallahu anhu arda, flood came too much. And they saw the grape became wet. And one exactly lay exactly feet showing from the grave. One of the show exactly of the feet, and was a very large foot, super foot. The people is scared. They said, Allahu Akbar, and they start to cry and they escape to dua. They thought this is the foot of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the people knows that also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophets. The land, Allah forbid the land to eat the flesh. And when they investigate and they bring something, and they found this is exactly was the foot of Hadrat Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about his righteous also, scholar. Alright, Allah, he will save exactly, but this is for ilmi Allah azza wa jal. We don't have any shabbat, but this is incident in Islamic history. Now, I just like to bring this to a hadith for us, because we need to continue this topic, because will lead us to the great topic exactly which we're going to take it today and tomorrow inshallah ta'ala, the grand sign of the day of the judgments, which is very important for every believer to know about. The riwayat, the different companions, different scholars, every companion, he said different hadith. You may find when you open the book to check, you will find the order, it's come different from companion to another companion, even between the scholars. Which one come first? That is the issue. That is the argument. Which sign will come first? So you'll find exactly different scholars. They say intertape. But the most authentic working very hard, Allah knows, to give you the order. Which one come first and which come second. Inshallah ta'ala. I summarize it for you today. The first sign, great sign of the day of the judgment. Why I bring this issue to you? Because if anyone of this six, some ulama say 10, anyone will be showing the door of tawbah, of repentance, will be closed. The mu'min will be believer, that will be the believer, the disbeliever, that there is no any forgiveness, no tawbah after this moment. If any one of these six signs, great signs, no tawbah, the door is closed. The believer will be a believer. The disbeliever will be a disbeliever. The hypocrite will be a hypocrite. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? You got it with me? Now, the first sign is, طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا. The sun, right away, people wake up while you're working. Everything is normal. And they find exactly right away, the sun will be rise from the west. Will be rise from what? The west. That is the door will be closed. No tawbah. SubhanAllah wa rahmatullahi wa billah. That's what the Messenger said. Number two, what come after? Of them will come like a chain, one after one, one after one. So the first sign, the sun will be raised from the west. So we know that. Number two, خروج الدابة. خروج الدابة. Right? What is الدابة? Is the beast. تكلم الناس. To speak with the people. We'll talk about everyone in detail. But I'm just to give you preparation. دابة. دابة الأرض. Will come out from the earth. Will come beast. To speak with the people. Covered the whole universe, east and west and everywhere it's go. Has ability. Because we're going to tell you what is the qualification. What's going to do. But let me give you only what's that. Dabbatul Ard, flat face, no nose, no eyes, no ear. And in the same time, tukallimu an-nas bi-alsinatihim. You may ask, ya Sheikh, it's going to speak Arabic? How it's going to speak with the people? Arabic? Urdu, Spanish, English, will speak with every individual people by their own language. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? So exactly, you find exactly speak Urdu? Yes, it will speak Urdu. It gonna speak like a Guinean or exactly African? Yes, it will speak language. What the Prophet ﷺ, he said that, تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسِ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ, will speak with the people according to their own language. You got it? Leave it. There is a detail of that. What's gonna do? Where it's gonna come to America or not? We'll know. Inshallah ta'ala, if it's gonna come to America or no. Number three, smoke. Ad-Dukhan. Allah send the surah in the Quran, call it surah Ad-Dukhan. Fartaqib. Fartaqib. Yawma ta'ti as-sama'u bidukhanin mubin. Wait, that day when the sky will bring exactly with a very, 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 very dark smoking. That's the day of the judgment. Judgment, sign of the day of the judgments. Wait for it, for that day when the sky will bring exactly بدخان مبين, بدخان مبين. Some people when they recite the Quran, I recite Surah Ad-Dukhan. Ad-Dukhan is not, ya akhi. Ad-Dukhan, not Ad-Dukhan. You don't make Shadda over the Dal. Because if you make Shadda over the Dal, it will be like somebody smoking like a cigarette. Right, Sheikh Abdullah? Or huh? Ad-Dukhan. Ad-Dukhan. Right? So that over the Dal is like a... over the Dal, you find Ad-Dukhan. School. Ad-Dukhan. Right. Now... Number the next one after the smoking, Dajjal. Ad-Dajjal. And Ad-Dajjal in the language, you may find people when they pronounce it in two sides. Say it. Al-Masikhu Ad-Dajjal by Kha. And some people they say it Al-Masikhu, like Messiah, the son of Mary. Al-Masikhu, both of it is valid. Alright, we'll tell you. What is the difference between the two words? The next one, number five, Isa alayhi salam, Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. And the Prophet ﷺ described it in Bidayah wa Nahayah. All this, Bidayah, the beginning and the end of Ibn Kathir, the authentic exactly story, wa tariq al-Tabari, wa tariq ibn Asakir, wa ibn Hisham, all this great book, wa ibn al-Athir, all this book mention all this story. We believe Isa alayhi salam will come. But this is not exactly the way, exactly according exactly to the belief of Mr. Bush. That's the belief of Quran, inshallah ta'ala. We have different, inshallah, the original, the exactly Messiah, Isa alayhi salam. Will come, inshallah ta'ala, in East of Damascus. In East of Damascus, inshallah, while the Salah will be established. Last one, according to this, Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. And then you find exactly يأجوج, the barrier. You remember Dhulqarnain? When he built the barrier to hide when the people, they exactly ask him to help in Surah Al-Kahf. So they ask him to build, we give a khutbah for that. He built the barrier. And then after that, they are behind. Where they are? Some people said behind China Wall. This is wrong, my brother. This is a movie, an American movie. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where they are. Nobody knows. But Allah said in the Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ يَأْجُوجُ وَمَأْجُوجُ. Until you find exactly the sign of the Ajuj and Ma'juj will be open. They will come from the land. They will come from the ocean. They will come from behind mountain. Where they are nations. Like you and me. Like a human. They marry. And they have children. And they do everything. Where they are, Allah keep them for a while. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَاءَ وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. When the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be fulfilled, and then after that this barrier will be exploded, and they will come from everywhere to the people. They are very, very huge, very strong. We'll give you detail how they looks like, what they're going to do in the earth, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, exactly how they will do that in the land, because the whole earth will be destroyed by them. They miscorrupt the whole earth. This is six signs. But this introduction, everyone has a detail. There is a different riwayat, different story from Hadrat Ali radiallahu anhu ardah, from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ardah, about the order itself. Some people, they said the smoke come first before the beast. Some people, they said the Dajjal will come after the sun will be rise from the west. Some people, they say Isa will come first and then the Dajjal will come after. But anyway, the Sahaba are in a different, in order only. But all of it are fixed. Some people like Talha radiallahu anhu arda, he narrate another riwayah before we end. He said, he had four. Four plus this. The green sign. Kala, thalathu khusuf. You know what's khusuf, ya Sheikh? Allah khusuf, blank, the clips. Three clips. When one will be exactly from the east, one will cover the west, one will cover the exactly the place in Aden in Yemen. That means south. Three signs plus six is nine. Three signs plus six is nine. And we have another one. نار تحشر الناس في عدن تحشر الناس في عدن. A great and huge fire will be showing in عدن. Where is عدن is? In Yemen. تحشر الناس will corner the people exactly sleep in the night with it, and even in the daytime will be with it. They cannot go anywhere. So it's a huge fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us. That is the 10th sign also from Talha radiallahu anhu arda. So this is also valid. But anyway, we're going to take explanation for everyone. Either one, it will come first, but this is the most authentic in order. We find another scholar, they say they put one before the other one. But anyway, all of them are the same. Nothing exactly the change are all between the scholar, and we'll take one by one. We'll tell you how Isa will come. We'll tell you what the Ma'juj and Ma'juj. We'll tell you about the Dajjal. Where is the Dajjal will be? How is the Dajjal? Because for your information, when the brother came and they asked me, Ya Sheikh, we hear Imam in Manhattan, he said, Dajjal is showing. I have evidence in the khutbah of the Jum'ah. Where is the Dajjal? He said, Sharon. Subhanallah wa la hawla illa billah. And some people, another imam in exactly in Queens, they came and asked me, Ya Sheikh, the Sheikh is the great scholar and we trust him. He said, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj also is showing. And what did he say? He said about Ya'juj and Ma'juj, that is the TV, that is the video, that is the DVD, that is the internet. Subhanallah, ya akhi. But we don't see the internet with one single eye. We don't see exactly the radio with one single eye. That is the imagination of people. Don't change the facts, which the Prophet ﷺ said, by your own imagination, because if you bring your own imagination, you will be support exactly the Hollywood movie and the Disney World in Hollywood. No, it's not working, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, to help us to study the Islam and to understand the Islam and to be safe from all this fitan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us die in the state of Islam. With La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. اللهم قنا وخلقنا شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن يا مولانا، وتوب على التائبين يا أرحم الراحمين، واقبضنا إليك سالمين آمنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا أعز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين في كل مكان، وارحمنا برحمة من عندك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار، وقنا عذاب القبر، وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.